This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the Tickets Broadcast Week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:37 on a football Friday here on the Sweet Spots. We do have the Hardline on the Boulevard coming up with Why Today Doesn't Suck in just a little bit. Earlier this morning at 7:55, we had Jub Jub winning the e-brake. We also had Davey and Rosen nominated, but let's see what else was screwed up this week. And when we do that, throw it to Monty and have him take us through the NIT.
Warming up.
There you go.
Doing my vocal exercises.
So got nailed it.
Might have to practice the Canadian one, too.
Mm. Got a regale robo. And I'm going to do the Mexican one as well. We're covering all of North America.
What's the Mexican one?
I'll learn it.
Okay.
I'm not going to make a joke.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you got?
No.
Yep.
Something from Selena, maybe?
No.
All right.
It's not Jose, can you see?
Okay.
We have six candidates today. The best of the rest here on the NIT.
I didn't say it. First, got it from someone else.
We start with one, and I'm positive he has never been nominated before. This is Brian Jones from the Musers.
Okay.
Now, one of the tent poles of his personality is that he is a Longhorn.
Mm-hmm.
He is from the University of Texas. He likes talking about him. I don't think you can do this if you're a Longhorn alum.
What the hell happened to Connor Wagner? If this dude had been a pitcher, he'd have batters ducking in the batter's box. He was throwing them high. He was throwing them low, sideways. What happened to my man? I had no idea he was playing as poorly as he did, but it wasn't all on him. There were a lot of pain points in that ball game for my Aggies. Did I just say that? I do need to hang up. I hope y'all aren't recording this. I will deny till I die. For those Aggies.
My Aggies.
That was really funny, and George was giving a hard time afterwards. He's never going to live that down.
Because he'll end every meeting with Hook'em.
Yeah.
Like, that's his whole bit. Man.
Yo, my Aggies. The one team you can't do that.
Now we have that drop forever,
yeah.
too.
Yep.
Awesome.
It'll live on in infamy. All right, there is Brian Jones. He is candidate number one. Up next, we have our ranch reporter, David Moore. This was from Intentional Grounding on Wednesday night.
It's
now,
back.
You will not hear Harry in this clip. He must have been in the bathroom.
Okay, segment off, huh?
But David Moore combined a couple of words and came up with one that I think might actually be pretty decent.
If I'm not mistaken, you believe that before we go into Sunday's game, that Dak Prescott will, in fact, be re-signed to an extended contract with the Dallas Cowboys. Do you still believe that that's going to be the case?
I believe there is a possibility that will happen.
There's a possibility that I will grow a full head of hair before the end of the show.
And possibility is not the same percentage as probability, right? There's less certainty with possibility than probability.
With possibility?
Proscability.
Yes. There's proscability.
As we've talked about ad nauseum.
I was going to say ad infinitum.
So if it's a possible probability.
I like proscability.
You got proscability.
Anything's proscable.
Spunt.
Yeah, that's
and
the.
Spunt.
Spunt happened.
Spunt does happen.
Was that Wednesday or Thursday?
We played it yesterday.
It's probably recorded Wednesday.
Recorded
right?
Wednesday, yeah. Yeah. So once again, Jerry upstages David Moore, creating new words.
David Ranch. The prospability of that.
Can't let him have one thing. Okay, we have a twofer here. Our morning ticker man, Ryan Baldwin.
Hey, guys.
Will Baldo. Be candidate number three and candidate number four.
Not often nominated, Baldy.
No.
Yeah, this might be the first time.
He's had a couple before, but yeah, none that I think in recent memory. So this first one is from a ticker. It happens to the best of us. He sets up a nice piece of audio and then can't find it. The Ticket Ticker.
A day off for Cowboys players as a week of practice at the Star wraps up. Mike McCarthy looking forward to seeing Rico Dowdle in some game action. Except I can't find that. Cowboys play the Browns week one in Cleveland September 8th. Oh, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. Two teams in the top 15 get blowout wins.
Luckily, he got a little fake Mike McCarthy out there.
That's great.
Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah, yeah, of course. Like, you think you assign it, or you just didn't have it in program or whatever, and the idiots in here decide to do their own character. Yeah, it happens.
There's a lot going on in that room that I don't think the P1s really recognize, because you've got to have your script, you've got to have your audio in order, you got to know where it is.
The sign of a real pro is
the sponsors.
Wander is, if you don't have it, move on.
Yeah.
And he did. Luckily, yeah, George was there to help him out.
Yeah, he didn't crunch granola like some others would.
All right, Baldy, like I said, once again, he is candidate number 4 here as well.
Hey, guys.
So this is from Labor Day. We had Elf and Sod in the morning. They did 6 to 9. 9 to 11 was Baldy and Travis.
All right.
Now, they're in the mix, and Travis is trying to tell a story. Baldy is just beaming with content and is ready to get to their show. So he becomes a big jerk.
Would you count Stapleton as country, though?
Yeah,
it's bro country, probably, right?
Chris Americana. Stapleton?
I don't know.
Yeah, I
think it's closer to Americana, right?
Okay,
than straight up country.
Dude, we're so splitting hairs on Americana and country music at this point.
I don't know. I miss American.
Like, Jason Isbell is Americana. But he also fits in the same, because just because it's not mainstream Nashville country, I don't think it can split off.
What are you doing
that much
over there?
Yeah. Now, I don't think it splits off that much, because like, if it's all born out of outlaw country, like Tyler Childers and Sturgill Simpson, like it's all born out of that.
Yeah.
So it's still a
version. So what are you guys doing on
it.
The show today? Oh, well, thanks for asking.
Okay, nobody cares about this, I guess.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I can tell. We're running dry on the Michael versus Travis country music.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to waste anybody's time.
Boy, what are you doing on the show today?
Boy, you back Travis into a corner. And his talents come out, and I love it.
What a wild-ass transcript that would be to read.
How about I just yell real loud?
Yeah, and sing.
Let me just sing random lyrics.
And I guess I understand where Baldy's coming from. This is an opportunity for him, unbridled ambition, all that. But
was it past time to break?
Let the mix breathe. Let it go.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Was it like 1:15 or something?
This was. Michael, you were there. Were they up against it?
No, I don't think so, but it felt like we had, what, 6 or 7 voices going at once, and it was just pure chaos.
I wanted more of it.
Mix. Yeah.
That didn't help.
Oh, man. Of course,
Red
Travis
Panda
just immediately snaps at Baldy.
Well, it's just funny, because, yeah, it's your own guy doing it to you.
Shut up!
Whoa.
Oh, Travis is used to infighting on his show. He can handle it better than anybody.
He's made up with Matt, though.
So we have the Baldy twofer. We wrap up candidate number 5 and 6 with a Davey twofer.
Yes.
And these probably could have played in the big boy tournament if he didn't already get nominated. So at first here, we have, of course, the unfortunate passing of Johnny Gaudreau, a.k.a. Johnny Hockey. Well,
oh no,
Davey was not listening.
Columbus Blue Jackets winger and longtime Calgary Flames star, Johnny Gaudreau. Johnny Hockey, as he was known for his entire career, had been killed on Thursday with his brother, Matthew, when they were both struck by a vehicle while riding bicycles. Now, just to hear that one of your favorite hockey players was killed tragically mid-career.
Johnny Hockey.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dave.
Did you just say that?
I did, but
it's okay. You can
given the gravity of the story, it's good to emphasize it, and I appreciate that. But Johnny was 31.
So it was about a 28-second delay.
Johnny Hockey.
Just, add a little context. They called him Johnny Hockey Ball. I don't know if you knew that.
At least they handled the situation right.
You can't dogpile him.
Hey,
in the
idiot!
Of that.
I just said that.
Dumbass.
Bob, anyway,
Bob being very sports serious about a tragedy.
Yes,
and Davey was trying
he
to
was.
Contribute.
Yes, adding some context,
but just
as Danny would say,
parroting Bob doesn't really help.
Oh, that's great.
Should we sit here? All right. Like I said, we also have Davey here as our last candidate. This is peak Davey.
Dave.
This was during the Hard Lines playing of the Spunt audio.
Spunt.
And of course,
where does this go?
Davey could not handle it and had to get dumped.
I have to believe that is a salary cap discussion and not an actual money discussion.
Spunt.
It has to be, right?
So it's spend, spant, spunt? Yes.
Yes. I think it sounds vulgar.
It sounds extremely vulgar.
Do you think that he's used that term before?
Yes, yeah, he's called a woman that before. That's what he calls women who spend too much.
You think he's called?
He's also that onto women before.
He's you know what,
yeah. Sir?
No,
Dave.
And we dumped it too. We caught it in time.
I didn't even say anything.
You said it all.
You didn't leave a lot of wiggle room there.
Yeah, well, I mean, just trade the T for a K. And
okay. All right, keep going.
There's no question. Spunt.
What did he say?
He was saying...
You know what he said.
None of the words he said had to be dumped, but when he put them all together...
Okay.
And it's like when a spaceship takes off, they have the pad.
He said the word launch.
Okay.
But when you're talking about, in this context, what they're talking about, I mean,
okay.
Come on.
Or maybe if you're somebody with a lot of energy, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe they have a lot of...
Spunt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like,
what? Somewhere,
I
thought he was
going to
go somewhere else with spunt.
No,
Gordon made that joke.
That yeah.
Yeah. That was funny.
He's definitely called her that before. All right. So is it Brian Jones? Is it David Moore and the possibility? Is it the Baldy missing audio ticker? Is it Baldy being a jerk to his teammate? Is it Davey not listening, or is it Davey being dumped? Let's start with our guest picker, Michael.
I'm going to go with Baldy missing the audio.
A man true to his craft right there.
Man. That's a ticker man.
Michael Dixon. How about him?
I'm going to go with pass.
Okay, you have to pick something.
No. The field?
Jackass.
No, pick a candidate.
Dave, I don't know.
Which one?
First one.
Okay, Ham, you're disqualified from today. Your voice... Voight doesn't
count. All right,
we
finally got him. Davey not listening. You know what? I will vote for Davey being dumped. Sean.
As chaotic as Baldy in the mix was, and make no mistake, that was an audio cluster.
Yep.
The laughs came from Davey the most with spunt.
All right. Mina?
I'll take the 55-yard spunt.
Spunt.
By Pulescu.
All right, so Dave Lane in Spunt wins the NIT break. Let me pull up how many he's got. That is his third all-time NIT
Is that
break.
It?
Damn. Yep, he's still trying to catch Corby and Dan, who have four. Right.
So I get a point for having Davey on my team. Right. Okay. Well, congrats, Davey. Good job, Justin.